Richard, so what do you think about with bringing renewable energy into towns and cities, like wind turbines, solar power, and other means of renewable energy into the towns and cities, and help to bring down the carbon footprint? And Belfast would be a good lead-in for that.
I think it's brilliant, Jonathan. I think the problem is that a lot of people don't know about it and they don't know how to do it. I don't know about the wind turbines, but certainly biogas would be an option.
Oh yes.
Community solar panels would be an option, which would help to save people money, but also, as I say, to bring the carbon footprint down. But just changing behaviour, full say, and moving from the take material out of the ground, make something with it, and then throw it away. That mentality has to stop. And what we need to do is take material out of the ground, make things with it, but recycle it. Yeah, so we have what's called a circular economy.
Oh yes, like by recycling, it's like the natural cycle. Like if we could even try to get people to like the can incorporate it, because people would see the wind turbines on the mountains and think, oh, we'll have to generate the energy miles away, and then by the time it comes to the city, so much is lost. But if it was generated in the city, it'd be much better.
There's actually wind technology which you can put on top of buildings at the minute. They're not turbines. They are turbines, but they're a different type of turbine. They're not the conventional one with the big three blades. They're a different type of turbine that can go on the buildings, and they can generate a lot of energy for the local people. It's just getting people to move away from what was to what could be.
Oh yes, and look to the future.
That's
see,
it.
See renewal and see things happen.
And then maybe in 40 years, 50 years time, just like the mobile phone example you were given earlier, there, people will realise that this is just something that's a part of everyday life, and it benefits us. But at the minute we're not doing the earth, we're not doing Mother Nature any good. We're destroying Mother Nature slowly but surely. So you're absolutely right. I commend you in the work that you're doing. And we need more people to be aware of renewable energy and to try to save the planet.
Oh yes, and people think, oh, cities can't be carbon neutral, but they can be. And
absolutely.
And also with generating electricity within the cities, it could help bring our bills down.
Not just generate electricity. Another major issue in cities like this is food waste. Two things with food waste. A lot of food is thrown out that doesn't need to be. It can be recycled again, okay? It can be used. And, you know, just because something says it's out of date doesn't mean to say it can't be eaten, okay? You can reduce the cost of it and people can avail of it, particularly people that are homeless and so forth, can have a cheap form of food. That food that is waste that's brought to the landfill that causes methane gas and so forth, the build-up of methane gas, it's one of the big greenhouse gas emitters. So what we need to do is take that food and use it. And what we can do is we take the methane out of it and burn that methane as an energy, and that's carbon neutral. There are many other things we can do. The problem is that we are living in what's called business as usual. We're making the same mistakes again and again. We live in a consumer society, Jonathan.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and that's driving carbon emissions around the world. Consumerism particularly. 50 to 80% of all greenhouse emissions are caused by consumerism. There's quite a lot of journals and quite a lot of published reports on this to back up and substantiate what I'm saying. So what we need to do is we need to move away from take it from the ground, make something with it, and throw it away. We need to be more responsible consumers.
Yeah. Oh yes, I agree with you there.
Absolutely.
That's the way to go. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem, buddy. And it's great to see you.
Okay.
And you keep well.
Oh yes.